Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation today. Pep Talk brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. In the studio with me, we have Stacey Oren and Chip Wood from Avalon HR. Welcome back to the show.
Good
morning.
Welcome.
So, how have you guys been?
Doing great.
Busy.
Doing great.
You know, I think last time you were here, there was a system in the Gulf, and now you're here again, and there's a system in the Gulf.
Yes, they follow us around.
It might be us, Jim.
I've been worried about my sister because my sister has a place at a little place called St. Teresa, which is between Carabel and St. Mark's, if you know where that is. It's on the coast. It's actually on the Gulf. And you can take a step out her back door, and 10 feet later, you're in the Gulf.
Oh, wow.
So
the storm surge could impact
them. Oh, it's going to probably impact her.
And our corporate attorney is in Apalachicola.
Which is about 25 or 30 miles from my sister's place.
I thought they were close, but so we're keeping an eye on him. We have clients all through this area as well. So that's kind of one of the things we want to talk about this morning.
Yeah, we were talking about the preparedness that we have and what we do to protect your information.
Yeah. So what do you have in place for adverse weather?
Well, run, hide. Don't.
Okay, thank you very much.
Don't
have a nice day.
No, the girls in the office actually started Friday afternoon, most of the day Monday, emailing out to clients that could be, affected by this. And they're like, hey, a couple options. Please get your payroll in as early as feasible. If you would like us to pay your employees early, let us know, because sometimes they may need that money to, skedaddle on out of town. Mm-hmm. And we can certainly do that. But we've got, systems in place to keep us working, be it from the office, home. We will try to stay in as much contact as we can. Look for a post on Facebook, LinkedIn, all the various socials to find out. You can always send us a message through theirs if cell phones aren't working or you can't get through. Last time when we had Sally come through, I spent a couple of days working at the Lowe's parking lot because I could get a Wi-Fi signal from there. So I would go in the morning for a couple hours, back at lunch for a couple hours, and then at end of the day a couple hours. And we will not ever let anyone go without being paid. Absolute worst case, we'll run a duplicate of your last payroll and then adjust it as soon as feasibly possible, when we all are back in normal communications. But you have our 100% guarantee that your people will get paid, one way or the other. We will not let that happen. We keep a close eye on this stuff. Our admin up front is somewhat of a weather guru, so we like, you tell us what's going on. Like, this is one of your job functions is to watch the weather and advise us of such. And so, speaking of Apalachicola, they just popped up over here on the map. So, we might want to call our attorney and see if he needs a place to stay. see if he wants to head west for a couple of days. There's many ways to get in touch with us. Again, if you don't follow us on Facebook or LinkedIn, please do. I'm in charge of our Facebook. Kirk, our new sales and business development person, has been doing the LinkedIn. And he's been posting some really good articles for just business owners, period. Services you can take across the United States to help your employees, how to engage your employees, how to retain your employees. I mean, it's got some really good stuff going out there.
9 times out of 10, retention of employees is a big thing nowadays. And to do that, it is sometimes difficult. But if you have a good benefit program in place, then that goes a long way.
Absolutely. So employers are spending, a lot of hours and money into training up an employee to get them to where they need them to be. And then if that employee moves on 6 months, a year later, that's a loss for the business. So
that's correct.
I would imagine retention is important.
I've been doing this for 24 years, and it used to be in the very beginning, people were worried about workers' compensation insurance and things like that. Now it's all about benefits because we get more calls about, what kind of benefits can I offer my employees that won't break the bank? Mm-hmm. And we do have a master plan. We are one of the few PEOs I think maybe the only PEO in town, maybe. I don't know exactly, but that we have a master health plan. And that's very, very difficult. You don't see it a lot nowadays. But we manage it well. Stacy's done a good job of managing our plans. And so if you're interested in health insurance for your employees, it is part of our payroll package. And you can either take it or not take it. It's not something that is mandatory, of course, but it sure helps retention of good employees.
Absolutely. What other benefits are offered through Avalon?
Vision, health, dental, life, long-term disability, short-term disability. Mm-hmm. And then each person that is under our employment umbrella receives a free $10,000 life insurance policy. Mm-hmm. that basically we pay for it. So it's part of our package, and the employer gets it for absolutely zero cost.
Absolutely.
It covers all of his employees, and unfortunately, we've actually had to use it several times. So.
Mm. Another area that I know that you help employers with is workers' comp.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Workers' comp, it's part of our program also. We have to do a vetting of the client to make sure that they have a safe work environment, and that's part of what I do. I go out to the work site and I just kind of look at things, and then we bring one of the underwriters in that'll also look at it before they actually start running their first payroll. And what we do is we just make sure that all the safety factors are in place and they're actually doing what they say they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And don't embellish your websites. Let me put that out there. Do not embellish your websites, because what happens in that is the underwriters, the first thing that an underwriter will go to is your website.
Mm.
And if you're pouring driveways and sidewalks, that's all well and good, but don't put on there a big six-story parking garage, because it makes it look like that you build parking garages, not sidewalks.
Oh, okay.
Though they're all concrete, mm-hmm. It's just different types.
Absolutely.
So be careful with how you design your websites, because insurance underwriters go straight for them and look to see what you're doing.
Yeah. And not even just the trades type of jobs when we're talking about workers' comp, but also maybe just like an office environment and having
right.
things that are ergonomically, you know, beneficial to the employee, I guess.
Yes.
Let me tell you, a $20 or less investment in an ergonomic mouse may be one of the best things you ever purchase for an employee. A $200 chair might be one of the best things you purchase for an employee.
Or the work tables with the computers.
The lifting work tables that allow your employees to stand and work.
One of the primary claims now is carpal tunnel syndrome.
Mm.
That's probably one of the leading workers' comp claims in the nation.
Right, but this is becoming harder and harder to prove, because now
Where did it happen?
I had carpal tunnel surgery in May, so I've got some insight. So did Chip's wife. We kind of went through that struggle bus together. But they really don't feel it is office work so much anymore. It's oddly enough, sleeping patterns, how you sleep. A lot of times we tend to sleep on an arm. That causes compression and other factors. But it's funny, I walked back. I had to step out for a moment, and Chip was talking about underwriters when I came back in. That was actually our underwriter calling, one of the few people in this world that I would step out to take a call from. But, you know, I'm always expecting a major disaster. But they were actually calling to check on us to make sure that we were okay and that we didn't need anything. So when we tell you folks that we partner with some of the best in the business, not only are they the best from a professional standpoint, they are the best from a personal standpoint. I'm a people person. If you are not a friendly, semi-kind people person, then you and I are going to have issues working closely together. Because my thought is always, you know, our employees and what we need to do to take care of them. And I want to partner with vendors who have that same mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that was. When I saw that call, though, I thought, oh, no. I was like, something's bad happening. And they're like, no, we just want to check on you. Like, are you okay? Do you need anywhere to go? Do you need anything from us? No, we are good. Thank you so much for checking. So that's what that was. But, yeah, so I'm not sure where we where we left off or what we've got to at this point.
Now that you're back, we can move on.
We were discussing workers' comp. We were discussing ancillary benefits, dental, vision.
We can offer all those. And, and I, you know, if you come with Avalon, I manage our work comp active cases. Chip does a whole lot of work on the forefront, getting them set up, safety plans in place, safety manuals and things along that line. And then, you know, if there is an accident, then it falls to me to kind of help manage and control those costs. And I like that. I think I'm fairly good at it. I can be very persistent in getting these people taken care of. That's first and foremost, is getting these employees the care that they need, because sometimes the work comp process does not move quickly just by nature of what it is. And that's a huge, the amount of time I spend a year dealing with workers' comp, no average business owner wants to spend. There are tons of check-ins with the carrier to make, you know, where we're at, what's going on. We have multiple mediations with opposing counsel. Sometimes they go to court, and I have to spend a few days in court. And most people would much rather that be me than them. For a couple reasons. One, I know the things to say and not say. And people unintentionally get themselves in so much trouble.
In other words, they don't know when to shut up.
That. And, you know, when I do the employee interviews, and I always just let them talk, because 9 times out of 10, they'll end up giving me some very valuable information or insight. You know, I have a horrible back. I have a back condition, and I've told everybody at work, if I ever get hurt here, and I've told the carrier, I was like, if anybody ever tries to submit a claim for my back, deny it. It's my personal medical injury, period. And just because I may come off a step or something at work and injure my back again does not make it Avalon's responsibility. But a lot of people don't feel that way. You know, oh, I needed back surgery 10 years ago, and I strained it at work. Now you're paying for it. No, no, I am not. You know?
That's why it's very important in the state of Florida. You have to report any workers' comp injuries within 24 hours. And if you do not, they could highly restrict the amount of treatments you get.
Right.
So,
and your settlement.
Yeah. And a lot of times, these injuries may have happened at work, you know, on Friday afternoon, but they don't report it to us till Monday morning. So here's what happens. Did it really happen at work Friday afternoon? Were you doing something around your house on the weekend that you hurt your back, and Monday morning you decide you're going to let your company pay for it?
Yeah, it opens up questions.
Well, and sadly that happens.
And it does
sad
happen.
Reality.
And I'm not here to pass judgment on any of that. I'm just here to say that this is the way underwriters look at things, and that's why it slows the process down when there's questions and you can't answer the questions. We have people that come to us and say, well, you know, you failed a urinalysis test for marijuana. Well, I've got a marijuana card. Well, let's see now. How does that work, Stacey?
How does that work? In the state of Florida, a medical marijuana card is not a prescription for anything. You have not been prescribed a single thing. You have been given a recommendation by a physician for a product that may help you. It's like no different than me telling Chip, hey, you might want to give some cough drops. That might soothe your throat. They carry the same amount of weight. On a federal level, that is still a controlled substance. It is still an illegal substance. And when it comes to the work comp world, what that means is we will take care of your medical bills, but you will not receive indemnity payments. And that's the replacement of salary while you're out getting treatment. More than likely, you will lose your job, because we are part of we do a drug-free workplace program. So more than likely, your job could be in jeopardy. There's only been a couple of cases in the 4.5 years that I've been in Avalon where it hasn't resulted in termination. But as of right now, it is still illegal on that federal level. We have an opportunity to vote coming up here very shortly on Amendment 3, which has to do with legalizing marijuana for adults 18 and over in the state.
How will that change things,
if at all? It will absolutely force state legislators, federal legislation, to take a closer look at this. If, you know, if we get to the point where, you know, already over half the states in the United States, it's legal for adult use, If we get to the point where more of the states than not are, which I think we're there, I think we are over that halfway, well over that halfway point, it's going to force them to take some stronger look at this and revise those laws a little bit. And they need to be. Because the thing with marijuana, if you get hurt right now, and I test you today and you test positive, you could have used marijuana any time between the last 24 hours and the last 30 days, depending on your body chemistry, your weight, your activity level, your usage level. It's not a great system. It's a very flawed system. Mm. And we really, as a whole, you know, whether you're in agreement with it or not, the impacts on employment are huge. Like, we have got to take a more firm guidance in this. Like, when medical marijuana became a thing, no laws changed, you know, other than if you had a medical card, the police are more than likely going to go, okay, whatever, you know, as long as you weren't doing something stupid, involved in an accident or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I really feel if that passes, it's going to force them to bring our laws up to where they need to be. And that's not a bad thing, folks. I mean, it's really not. We need to catch up. And this would be the absolute push that makes them catch up and review some of these laws a little bit. And it's a very important thing, I think, that needs to happen. We need to unblur those lines that the medical marijuana has caused and make it a more distinct, okay, it's this or it's this. It's not somewhere in between, you know, and then.
Yeah, there's no definition.
Yeah, there's not. It's very blurry right now. It's very convoluted. But, you know, just know as of today, holding a medical marijuana card is not a free pass. It is not a hall pass. And again, the only way they got that passed originally was the words prescription had to be taken out. Because if you're on a prescription medication and you test positive, you just provide the prescription, the MRO, the medical review officer, then reports it as negative. That's not the case of a marijuana card. You can tell him all day, I have a medical marijuana card, and his response is going to be, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Good for you. You still tested positive.
Yeah.
So we just need some updating on that kind of thing. So again, I guess the best way to put it is just unblur those lines a little bit. And that's what a yes and Amendment 3 passing would absolutely force, you know, I think our lawmakers to do that.
So they would update employment laws.
They would have to.
They would absolutely have to.
It forces their hand.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, if and not to get into a political thing on this, but every bill that comes before the public, there's something buried in those bills that the general public, 9 times out of 10, does not read the whole bill.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't really know what's in there. And you have to be careful of that when you make any decisions on voting on any of these bills. Is just make sure you read it, make sure you understand what you're voting for before you vote for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's that old adage, be careful what you wish for.
That.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Speaking of changes, I know you also wanted to cover minimum wage.
Going up next week. We're in the last week of September, folks. I don't know how that's sinking in with you, but it's not with me. I heard somebody say that.
I don't know what happened to the first 24 days of the month.
I don't either. I'm not sure how we got here.
I don't know how we got here.
I'm not sure what happened to the first 8 months of the year, truthfully. But, yeah, at the end of the month, we've got the minimum wage increase is part of Florida's graduated minimum wage increase coming in. So that's going to affect tipped and non-tipped employees. If you're a tipped employee, you're now going to be making $9.98 plus tips, which is not a bad gig.
Considering that if you go to Mobile or if you're over in Foley, that tipping wage is $2.13.
It's low. Mm-hmm.
So all you
got to
do is cross the Lillian Bridge into Florida, and now you'll make $9 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So $7 an hour difference. I don't know how Alabama's going to deal with that. But
so for hourly workers, it is $13 an hour. For those tipped workers, it's going to $9.98 an hour. And like I said, this is a part of a yearly increase until we get that minimum wage in the state of Florida until $15 an hour. So we got 2 more years of this happening. But that's something else we handle and monitor for you, make sure that the hours are done correctly and paid at the right rate when that change happens. And it's something that our system automatically updates. It's like a across our software update to hit all clients to make sure that, you know, nobody's inadvertently missed anything like that. So, you know, we've got it in there. We're ready to go. We have been letting our clients know for weeks, hey, this is coming. Hey, this is coming. If you are a restaurant or bar owner, you know, yes, this is significant. Like I said, $9.98 is significant.
It is significant, but if bar owners and restaurant owners take advantage of the taxable wage tip credit, it helps them retain dollar for dollar credits for all these tips. And you'd be surprised. I am totally flabbergasted at how many restaurant owners have no idea this even exists.
Mm.
They can. There's two ways to do it. One, the restaurants can file for it at the end of the year on their taxes and wait months and months and months and months and months to get that money. Or Avalon has put a system in place where we will front you that money. We have an agreement. Of course, we will keep some for doing that because we're putting our money on the line. So, I don't want people to say, oh, well, you said it was free. No, I did not. But it allows you to get an additional quarterly revenue stream that you would get
anyway, but you have to go through the process at the end of the year of turning in the tip credit reports to your accountant and then have your accountant figure it all into your income tax and blah, 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 and then, on mm-hmm. and on and on. And then eventually you get your tax credit, and that's all great. But we can do this on a quarterly basis or half year,
whatever you want.
Doesn't matter. But yes, is there a user's fee for this? Sure, there is. We're putting our money out to make sure that you stay in good situations.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine you're probably tracking the no taxes on tips proposals from both of the presidential candidates.
Yeah, I'm not
too
sure.
That's not going to happen.
I'm not sure that's going to happen.
I think we mentioned that was before both candidates have made that promise. And it is literally billions of dollars in revenue. And if anybody thinks for a second that that's going to make it through all the signage it needs, it's not.
Where are they going to make up that billions of dollars? Mm-hmm. That's the government, as we all know, they'll give you this, but they're going to take it from something else. Florida Lottery is a good example of
that's
that.
That's a great example.
The Florida Lottery was touted as it's going to add money to education. And that is true, it does. But what they do is they take that same amount of money away from the education fund.
Mm-hmm.
So, nothing's free. There are no free rides, folks.
Absolutely. Overtime regulation, any updates with that?
Well, we've got a potential salary increase coming again on January 1st
for the
salaried exempt threshold. And again, we'll just have to wait and see. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
A wait and see item.
That's definitely a wait. I was really kind of surprised the first half of it passed without any more. That was very quiet, unusually quiet. So it makes me think that something's maybe brewing for this January.
Well, there again, it's like I said, there's always something buried.
There's a trade-off.
In these bills.
There mm-hmm. is a trade-off.
There's always something, and I'm going to do this for you, but here's what I want in return.
Mm-hmm.
And that's. I was around Tallahassee long enough to understand how that system works.
Right. And as I think we're getting very close to the end here, we'd just like to remind everybody in the listening area to stay safe the remainder of this week, wherever you may be throughout the Gulf Coast and over into other parts of Florida, Alabama even. It looks to be a pretty large storm system. We've got a map up here in some of the outreaches and floodings go up to my hometown in East Tennessee. So this is a substantial storm system. It's going to bring lots of rain, winds, and we pray that no damage for anybody. But just be aware. As I always say, don't panic, but prepare. Now's the time to do that.
Yep. Tell us where you're
located. Questions? Oh, give us
ahead.
A call.
I was just going to get to that.
850-475-1555.
And where are you located?
100 South Pace Boulevard. We're right here in downtown beautiful Pensacola, Florida.
All right. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.